School is now in session. Let's meet some new teachers to the area.
My name is Bev Carlson, and I will be the high school library media specialist. I went to high school at Flambeau High School, and I've lived in Sheldon for all of my life. Went off to college at UW-Stout, and my husband and I settled back there. I have three children, and my oldest, Kelsey, is married and lives in Durand, and I have a son that's 22 that works at Meyer Manufacturing in Dorchester, and I have a son that attends Flambeau High School, and he is a junior there.
And talk about the Medford School District.
Well, I think it's a great up-and-coming school district, and as the library media specialist, there's a lot of technology and a lot of new things that are happening, and I'm really excited about the new school year.
All right. Glad to have you with us.
Thanks.
I am Tracy Grinker, and I will be teaching middle and high school business. So I have intro to marketing, sports marketing, seventh grade computers, and a couple technology classes, web tools, game design, things like that. My entire life I lived here. I went to school college at UW-Stout. I'm married to Morgan Grinker, and we have one son, Asher, who is 9 months old. We really enjoy spending time with our son right now. He's learning a lot and doing new things every single day. We like to spend time with our family and our friends and just doing things in the community, different events and festivals and things like that.
I'm Kendra Young, and I'll be the MASH MAMS band director.
And where did you grow up and go to school?
I grew up in Wisconsin Dells. I went there for high school and stuff, and then I went to Stevens Point for college.
What instrument do you play?
Flute and piccolo are my main instrument, but I can play all the band instruments. I already started some marching stuff with the high schoolers, so getting there underway. I am married and just myself and my husband.
Any hobbies other than music?
Yeah, I do a little bit of running and that kind of stuff, but other than that, not too much. So enjoying my time here and getting used to things here.
Have you had any jobs before this as far as teaching is concerned?
Yeah, I taught in Montello for the past 4 years, and I was the 6th grade through 12th grade band director there.
My name is Delon Hartman, and I'm going to be teaching high school art, some of the classes anyway, and I'll also be teaching the 7th grade class in the middle school. I grew up right up in Prentice, so only about 30, 40 minutes from here, and I went to Prentice High School, and then I graduated and went to college at University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. I've had a few different little jobs teaching gifted and talented classes for high school students, mostly drawing. I've also taught a little bit in California, and that was really fun. Really different experience from everything in the Northwoods.
Speaking of traveling to California, you mentioned before we went on the air that you just came back from a pretty large trip. Where was that?
Yeah, back in 2011, my dad and I decided we wanted to see the entirety of the United States. And so we went on a trip for 30 days, living in a minivan. I know, sleeping next to my dad, who snores very, very loudly. and we went all the way out west. We went out to Seattle, down to California, and through all the southwest states, and then back up through, you know, the Corn Belt, I guess. And then we just went on another trip to cover the east part of the United States. And that was really cool.
In the same minivan?
Same minivan. Same style. 30 days. We went all the way down to Texas, New Orleans. We came up through the south, Tennessee, Kentucky, out to Virginia. And then we went all the way up to New York and then to Maine, which Maine is gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. And then I came all the way back through Canada. I'm living in Eau Claire, so I have a bit of a commute, but my dad, again, is only about 30 minutes away, so I'll stay with him sometimes, and sometimes I'll go back to Eau Claire just to see my boyfriend.
So far, how's it going here in the Medford area?
It's very welcoming. There's so much information, and everybody's so helpful. I can't believe how people are just reaching out and helping me adapt to the situation and learning how to be a new teacher.
New to the Medford School District, and we'll have more new instructors on another local news program.